Get up with Jesse and Jules. Hit FM.
Good morning, WA. Just gone 6 o'clock.
Good morning, Jesse.
How are you going for a Monday, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Tell you what, devastating news coming out of Friday down in Margaret River.
Yeah, literally as soon as you and I got off, finished up with the show on Friday, just glued to the TV and trying to work out what's going on.
Shocking news, especially, you know, I mean, so close, you know, it not only affected everyone across WA, but, you know, across the nation and around the world as well, too, as the news was breaking on Friday.
Yeah.
As announcers, it's bloody tough to do covering those kinds of events that happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, all the journos and stuff that were doing the coverage would have been,
And, you know, the first responders on the scene as well, too.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It takes a while to kind of, like, just come to terms with what is actually happening. Like, is it real? Mm. All those kinds of thoughts. Now, this morning on the show, we are going to be getting clinical psychologist Rochelle Masters on to talk to us about how to explain this to the younger
kids.
Generation.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, it's horrible when it's flashed across TVs and, you know, across the news constantly. You know, sometimes little minds just can't, you know, get their head around it. So we're going to get her on just to talk about how you can talk about it.
Yeah, what's the best way to go about it? But the other thing that we wanted to do this morning was, there's really not a lot that we can do at the moment, but as a show and as a little community, we wanted to show a bit of support for Margs and the community around there.
And why not too? Because we go all the way across WA.
Yeah.
So this is the opportunity that we've decided to give, you know, to open up the air.
Yeah.
And
send a bit of love.
Yes.
So we want to show a little bit of love to Margs this morning. And just let them know we're thinking of them and that we hope the community is, you know, doing better and that we want to,
show some support.
Show a bit of support. If you want to call us on 13 12 16, we would like to play your messages of support so the guys and Margs can know that WA is thinking of them. So if you do want to do that, 13 12 16, we can give your show Margs a little bit of love this morning.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM. And
so we've opened up the phones, Jules.
Yes, we have. For, you know, anyone around WA to show their love and support for Margaret River, we've decided that we can, you know, call the show 13 12 16. Anytime, we'll record a message that we'll play out for you.
Yeah. Now, Craig from Meriden has called through. Good morning, mate. You wanna send a little bit of love to Margaret River this morning?
Yeah. Look, been to Margs a few times over the years with the lads and with the family, and it's just a real top place. And it's I guess just wanted to, you know, send a little bit of love their way because this sucks a bit.
Yeah. And
It's a good spot.
Yeah, and I feel as though it's one of those places where a lot of people in WA would have gone for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, memories.
Yeah,
memories there.
Yeah, it was one of the first places that we went to when we first started, you know, started the show as well too, down to Margaret River.
Yeah, yeah, and Craig, I mean, I don't know what your experience has been, but like the people often make the place, and I find that that is very much true of Margs.
Absolutely, they've always been lovely. Just, you know, at the restaurants and pubs and in the shops and people you see walking down the street, just everyone's got a smile and a little bit of time for you.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, well, Craig, thank you for the call this morning, mate, and thank you for sending a little bit of love Marg's way, a little bit of love and support from the people of the show. And if anyone else does want to call in, 13 12 16, you can call any time this morning and we will send your love and support and thoughts and all that kind of stuff to Margs. So, Craig, thank you very much for the call today, mate. Hope you have a good Monday.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Now, earlier this morning, Jesse, we had clinical psychologist Rochelle Masters on with us talking about how parents can explain this situation to their children, because it's something that is just splashed across the media and, you know, it's a bit hard sometimes to, I guess, shelter your child from seeing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes you might not want to. What's the best way to go about it. As a parent, that could be one of the hardest things, right?
Yeah, so we thought that we would replay that interview for you.
Good morning.
So what is the best way for parents to go about situations, or not only this situation, but situations like this with their kids?
Yeah, well, you know what, this is a very difficult task, isn't it? And a huge tragedy for the region. And you know what we're going to be talking about is the mental health first aid for a moment. And of course, it's information only. However, there are some suggestions that we talk about in psychology about helping children, talk to children about these kinds of circumstances. So, children need to know the truth.
Okay.
And you tell the child that a death has occurred. They shouldn't be left to wonder. Of course, in this circumstance, you wouldn't be overburdening a child with this information if it didn't pertain to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the truth, in simple, age-appropriate and a direct way, is key.
Okay, so, Rochelle, should you wait for a child to ask you what's happening, or do you bring the subject up with them before they ask?
Yeah, you wait for the child. The child will normally have lots of questions. So questions and lots of questions are normal, and you don't assume that children are understanding shock or grief or death in the same way. So they express their grief in their own way, and you wait for that to be expressed.
With the kids, well, I mean, if they are directly involved with it, then you bring it up with them, but if they're not directly involved with it, you wait for them to ask.
Yeah, that's right. You would wait for your child to indicate that it had some concerns, questions. There are some normal reactions. And so if and when your child is reacting to a circumstance like this, you would respond to them in a responsive way. You know, using concrete words that the children know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are multiple ways, in fact, to communicate the same message. So it depends how old the child is. If the child's quite young,
mm-hmm.
you might use pictures or storybooks, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But in essence, you're exploring with the child the meaning of what's happened to them. And you let them assign, you let them be the teacher, basically.
Right.
For what's happened, you let them teach you.
Well, Rochelle, this is an incredibly tough topic to talk about and to kind of understand as well, especially for kids. So thank you very much for kind of explaining what's the best way to go about that. I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there who will really appreciate that. So thank you for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. One final thing I would say is if you are concerned about your child and their reactions or how to talk to your child, you would visit your GP and activate the child's mental health care plan with the GP,
mm-hmm.
which allows the child to have his or her needs met in the appropriate environment.
Thanks so much, Rochelle. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
No problem. That's great.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
We have opened up the phone lines this morning after what was a really tough day for the whole state, but especially for the Margaret River region on Friday,
yeah.
and it is still a really tough time.
Yeah, and you can call through any time on 13 12 16 to show your love and support for Ossington and Margaret River.
Because, yeah, that's literally all we can do at the moment is just, you know, let them know that we love them and we're thinking of them. And so we have given that opportunity out this morning on 13 12 16. Now, Dave from Esperance, you got a message of love and support for the people of Margs.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I just like to say, let go, let them go. Just try and remember the great times that you've had with the family.
Yeah. And, mate, have you been to Margaret River before?
Yes, I've been to Margaret River, and we had a really enjoyable time there.
What's the thing that you love about Margaret River?
I love the people. I love the place. We went there for a time of peace and relaxation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were able to enjoy ourselves very much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place and the people are incredibly welcoming and just down to earth. And, mate, thank you for your call this morning. I'm sure there'll be some people in the Margs community who hear this are quite touched by just the idea that people are thinking of them.
Yeah.
You know, and that we're holding them in our hearts at the moment. So
we really appreciate you calling through.
Thank you.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Tina from Albany calling through. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So you got a bit of a message of a bit of love and support for Margs this morning, mate?
I really, you know, in situations like this, there's no words
can really help, except for ones, like, I just want to say that I feel so bad for them, and I really hope that they're able to recover from this and that they can hopefully find some positives in such a tragedy.
Mm. Yeah, because it is just, I mean, the fact that there were children involved is, you know, just takes it to that next level of sadness.
And it's a bittersweet thing having such a tight-knit community, because it means that everyone is affected. Because
everyone knows
everyone. But on the plus side, being tight-knit helps you, you know, get through those things as well. So, yeah, mate, if you, do you want to just, you know, tell them you love them, or... You know, you're thinking,
yeah, just that I love them and I'm praying for them. I really do hope all the best for the whole community and everyone involved.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for calling through, Tina.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries, mate. If anyone else does want to call through 13 12 16, you can give us a bell and leave your messages of support, Jules.
Yes, and we'll send all the love messages through to Margaret River, to anyone that's listening down there.
As much love going to Margs this morning.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.